Omar waited 6 months to tell him that. It is 4:46. We will be beginning the meeting. Patrick, could you please call the roll?
So I'll begin roll call. Anderson.
Excuse.
Barbarian.
Here.
Devaca.
Here.
Din.
Here.
Dominguez.
Here.
Ecaragua.
Excuse.
Hailu. Harsh Baradon. Hernandez. Hong. Irvanti.
Excuse.
Giant.
Unexcused.
Kevin.
No, she's here.
Okay, sorry. Hebe. Lynn.
Yeah.
Matoka. Mustafa.
Excuse.
Niyakaru.
Excuse.
Park.
Unexcused.
Pablo. Peralta Ochoa.
He's present.
Shapiro, Shovik, Sin,
here.
Stefanko,
here.
Uribe Reinbold, Wallace, Weintraub, Sue.
I'm excused.
Thank you.
So we'll be moving into approval of the minutes of November 8th. That's online, so if you guys want to access that, you can do so. In the minutes, we will find a feature from John Dominguez. So, Don, in your absence, I appreciate it. Ready to send. That the minutes have been approved. That will be
sorry, can you speak into the mic? Sorry, I can't hear you.
I was wondering if this week's minutes will include notes on Varun commenting on the comments in last week's minutes of John complimenting his haircut.
If any members of the community would like to speak at this time, the floor is yours. Seeing that there are none, we'll be closing the room.
So first, we'll be going into announcements and reports with our EQ comments.
Hi, everyone. This week, the Appropriations Committee met with five bi-nonprofit organizations to do their monthly reviews. Those organizations were Alternative Breaks, CPMP, WRC, Communication, and Law. On Alternative Breaks, the committee voted by a vote of 1 to 13-0-1. So for each of these, the first number is the number voted for an increase, the second number is the number voted for a maintenance of funding, the third number is those voted for decreasing funding, and the last number is those who abstain. Again, these votes, to quote our charter, are unofficial. That's the language used in the charter, so they're completely non-binding, but the committee voted for maintenance and funding for Alternative Breaks. For the Community Partnership Funding Board, the committee voted by a vote of 1 to 9-0-1 to maintain their funding. For the Women's Resource Center, the committee voted by a vote of 0-12 to 1-0 to maintain their funding. For Convocation, the committee voted initially with a vote of 5-3-2-1. And since none of those categories received majority support, with 5 in favor of increase, 3 in favor of maintenance, and 2 in favor of a decrease, the committee then voted between the other two choices, and by a vote of 6-4, voted that Convocation should receive increase in funding. For Alana, the committee voted 3-7-0-1, that they should receive a maintenance in funding. If there are any questions on any of those specific votes or committee discussions, I can comment on those.
Just curious as to what the WRC in Alana and funding is.
I don't understand the question.
Like how much funding do they get?
How much funding does each of them get?
Yeah.
WRC is at $4 and Alana is at $8.
Sorry,
thank you.
WRC gets $4 student and Alana gets $8.10.
Thank you.
You have a question about this job. If none of you have questions, I'm getting my hands over the clock. What does the name of this company go on? If I'm understanding the question, the maintenance and funding means that the committee is recommending at this time that if it were a bi-nonprofit funding year, they would receive the exact same dollar per student application. But again, these notes are unofficial. This is not a funding year. This is not forced next year's committee to do anything. When I type this up, it's up notes with how the decision was reached, all the committee said to help drive the conversation next year and to which organizations prepare for next year. So far, I have not finished writing any of those reports, but they're all going to be simple. That paragraph based on the notes that I'm still doing, and based on the committee members that should be included in those reports. For Alana, because they have significantly large surplus that they believe they will want exactly this year, whether in spring 2020, I think that's unlikely. They're either going to start spending more than they currently support or spend less than they can currently support and have a surplus go over to fall 2020. I think a maintenance and funding will allow Alana to probably do continue to do exactly that. No, if they run that surplus down to zero, that would not be the case. But at this time, the committee assumed that a maintenance of funding would allow them to continue providing and expanding.
So I just wanted to update everybody on the Feed the Tampon initiative. Just actually got off the phone with Period, which is this NGO connects suppliers to like schools or whatever to provide free tampons, pads, and like menstrual cups to wherever. And they recommended that we do like a college startup program that's like $3,000
And I talked to Ian about that, but it'll probably be a thing next semester, so just to update everybody. And if you're interested and you're not in the Slack channel, hit me, I'm not agitated.
Yeah, so I sent out an email about the online book, I think yesterday. So like that should be like the most information you need as like, you know, returning members and new members about just like how the ESA works in general. I would like to emphasize a part on like resolutions and how sort of like the legislative process works. Like if you go to kb.cornellsa.com, like, you know, it's like mobile friendly and also like you don't have to read through the entire thing, you can just like look up parts that you want to read about. And also like the attendance policy for us and also for the committees is like the you know, like the outline and like all the details are there. So like you really shouldn't have any questions about attendance, but you know, you should always feel free to ask questions if you have them. But do use the book as a resource first, and then if you have any like additional questions, you can always like hit the MS. And regarding attendance, just like a reminder, like everyone has to let me know at least 24 hours in advance. You know, that rule is also explained there. And please do send me an email, not a message. It just like makes it easier for me to keep track. Like a lot of people email me about a lot of attendance stuff, so things get lost. And so please do email. Thanks.
Hi y'all, just a reminder that we are sponsoring the Thanksgiving dinner. I'll be sending the flyer in the official business chat. Please share that with everyone, and if you don't, if you're staying over break, encourage this stuff.
Are there any other announcements on the points? Cool. So with that, we will be meeting with Jaren and I will be meeting with potential developer after this meeting, so like outside of that, since like this meeting is pretty much over, instead of meeting on Sunday, we'll extend this meeting into the spring planning panel. The way that we're going to do that is initially we're going to start off on pods, so this is going to be based off of your family. So essentially, it'll be exactly the same. I think that's yeah. And Joe's family, who's in Joe's family? Okay, so you guys can hop in with that. All right, cool. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna show them really quickly how to use the template. And so from there, you guys are essentially gonna put in the cards of what initiatives that we're working on, as well as details on those initiatives, and that will allow us to kind of easily like track the people who are doing that. Right? So once we do that in our pod, we'll be moving into a larger there, and there we'll project it on the screen, and this one we're doing, and we'll provide it from there. Any questions? You can have that one.
So families, like this is for the heads, but like you should be meeting sometime this week before Sunday, I believe. If you guys have arranged like anything else, like after Sunday, like that's fine. I'll like try to meet at least once before Sunday.
Yep, Brian.
Just a question about Notion, because I'm working on it, just sort of looking at it now. It seems like a more, I'm not sure if you've ever used Trello, and I know Trello is, I'm familiar with Trello, it's a lot of shit.
Really?
Because I use a lot of Trello.
I've used a lot of different product management technologies, and out of them, I'd say Asana is one of the best, and Notion is also pretty solid.
Do we have access to Jira? What was that?
It's Atlassian. What is that?
Atlassian?
All right, can you send that to me?
Yeah.
And then we'll look into it. Any other good? We used GreenKit initially, and then we briefly used Asana. It was a lot of money, but they're all a lot of money. But I'm going to try to use the computer for 6%. I emailed the company, they're also a lot of money, but they're pretty big in the tax base. So hopefully everyone is here. Any other questions? Cool. So if all the family guys can just come up here for a second, we'll run through that or whatever. But everyone looks like you can take like 3 minutes to yourselves and do whatever you want, but there will be a different state of which is an exemption of the meeting. We'll be essentially just going off the this point. Alright, cool. Thank you. You guys can leave if you want. We're essentially planning what we want to do for the rest of the semester as well as coordinating what we should do. So if you want to stay, feel free to stay. We're not going to be doing this online without you. Oh, yeah, no, you can head out. We'll be moving into executive session for any members of the public who would like to stay.